Reference, but yeah, he bought a house and apparently he's having all kinds of issues. Mike, AC's breaking down, plumbing. Yep. What else we got over there? I was like, Jesus, man. Sorry, Mike does not believe in inspecting the house before
electrical.
He buys one.
Holy crap, electrical. Terrible. Anyway, it's all good though. The house is really nice.
Well, that's good. Like, I'm glad you finally settled
aside
in.
Aside from all those issues, it's a beautiful house.
It is a beautiful house.
Bring a change of clothes because there's no AC. It's going to get mighty hot down here.
Where are your wife, Peter?
Just saying. So let's dive in. We got a lot to talk about. We're gonna dig into some Solo. We got the dumbest idea on TV. DC up to the old tricks. The world's happiest fan, and Netflix sells his soul to the devil. Sweet. So let's start here. Let's want to start with, of course, Solo. I know it's been a couple weeks, but those 10 people who actually went to go see the movie, including myself, can talk about it now.
I saw.
You just see it, Mike?
I did.
Okay, good. So we can have a good conversation. We're not going to get too spoilery. It's not a lot to spoil to begin with, but there's a lot of talk about the disappointment of Solo in terms of box office and a lot of chatter going on in Star Wars universe and all the fans and blah, blah, blah. We'll get into all that stuff. But let's first talk about Solo. Obviously, we're huge Star Wars fans. This is big for us and all that. Yep. Not that I was really looking forward to this particular movie, but whatever. So let's go around the room because I haven't talked to anybody about, as far as you guys, what you guys saw. I don't know, Mikey, you saw it, but Chewie, I know you saw it. 2 weeks ago, whenever it was.
After my San Francisco vacation.
All right, so let's start with Mike, because he's the freshest here as far as seen it yesterday. Mike, quick thoughts.
I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't horrible. I thought it was fun. It was perfectly good Star Wars movie. Not great.
Okay. Okay, Chewie, you seem to.
I guess he likes his ice cream plain and Jane.
No, man.
No sprinkles.
It was
no chocolate chip.
It was just
no
okay.
Hot fudge.
Look, plain I vanilla. Was expecting something plain horrible. It wasn't horrible.
No. Honestly, it wasn't a bad movie. I was entertained.
I was entertained,
right?
too.
I was. I thought it was funny. Had some good humor. Had some good action. But, you know, perception. It's a question of perception versus reality, right? And once we knew about all the issues and all the stuff going on, it was never going to live up to... whatever expectations
100%. Yes, that's why I said I was kind of glad that I went a little later than most people.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but I thought it was okay. I'm gonna say some standout moments of the movie. The train heist I thought was amazing. I thought it was great.
That was good. I like that.
And Darth Maul, of course.
Yeah, we'll talk about Darth Maul in a minute, because I think you're more into the lore than I am, and you guys are.
I am.
But I mean, God, you're right. It's not a bad movie, and. But I'm going to talk about it as if I hated it, and I didn't. And
look, it's a lot of fan service, probably too much.
Oh, my God.
I agree with that, by the way.
Look, here's my biggest issue.
Actually, the Darth Maul thing was super fan service.
Yeah, yes. But, I mean, this goes along the lines as far as, obviously, with the recent news that if you have announced it or haven't announced it, you know, Kathleen Kennedy is stepping away from heading up Star Wars going forward.
I heard Dave Filoni is next.
Well, is that official? Because I heard that. Is that official?
I mean, it's about as official without them putting
it
in a paper, but it's pretty much, it's a done deal. She's out.
Well, we'll get into that because I wanted to definitely touch on that.
But it kind of goes hand in hand with that because, you know, I honestly, I'm tired of all these, you know, prequels and filling gap. I mean, give us something new. Enough.
Well, I agree.
Rogue One and Solo and Boba Fett. I don't want to see a Boba Fett movie.
What?
I don't want to see an Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You don't want to see Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Nope.
I don't. I don't. Not as a, hey, let's go back 20 years to something we haven't seen between Clone Wars and A New Hope. No, I don't. I don't. Put it on. You know what? Make it a TV series. Do not give me a two-hour movie of something I do not want to see.
And that was the problem here with Solo, right? Because it bombed. It didn't bomb.
Financially it bombed, but it bombed financially because it cost much to make.
Right, because it cost much to make, but it wasn't a huge hit. It did substantially less than Rogue One, for example, in terms of opening up. But and a lot, almost double. That's a huge disparity between one and the other. And I like Rogue One. I did. But this movie was just—it was exactly what I thought when I said when I announced Ron Howard. What do we talk about? I said it's vanilla.
He is vanilla.
Nothing special. He's
that would have been better, sir, living Lord and Miller and see what they could have done with it. Honestly,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. I couldn't agree because after watching this movie, and I'm thinking not it all came into focus. I know exactly why Lord and Miller got fired. Because the script was bland, it was boring, and they're like, we gotta juice this up. And the writer Kazan was complaining. He thought his script was gold, and it was not, obviously.
It wasn't, by the way, it wasn't Lawrence Kazan, it was Jonathan Kazan.
It was Jonathan Kazan, but
Lawrence Kazan has a lot of stroke.
Of course, and I think that's exactly what Lorna Miller was. They were trying to do something different with the movie. Kathleen Kennedy, the brass of the at Disney, they didn't want to go for it, and that's what. And now I know exactly why they got fired. And I wish we would have seen that version because this one was, like I said, it was entertaining. It was fine. It wasn't a horror movie, but God, it does have the worst scene.
It was like Apollo 13. Fine, it wasn't as great as it could have been.
It wasn't that good, but it had the worst scene of any Star Wars movie.
Which one?
That scene when he got his name.
Oh yeah.
That was terrible.
It was really bad.
It doesn't even need that. Honestly, I was sitting there thinking to myself, "Oh my God,
I couldn't believe it." I was like, "Don't do it! Don't do it! Don't do it!" Oh, it was cool. You saw the fuck they went there. Oh my God, it's so bad. It was just lazy, and the whole movie's like that. How I got his gun. Who cares? And oh, I want to call you Chewie because the name's too long. We don't need to know all this stuff. It's irrelevant.
There's nothing new.
Even the Falcon, it didn't look like it. But wait, they eject the thing. Oh, now it's the Falcon. We all know and love. Do we need that? We don't need that. And it spent, you're right, catering to the fans in a way. This is how this happened. I don't want to see that. I don't care.
No, I was bored.
It was unentertaining, but at the same time, I was almost bored. And it's like, oh my God. And
I actually have to confess something. I fell asleep through some of it.
What?
I don't blame you.
But part of that because I took the red eye back from San Fran on Monday and so I went Monday afternoon, so I was a little tired. But if I was entertained and excited, no way in hell I'm like closing my eyes.
I remember Lopez, he asked me, and I was like, dude, watch it at home.
Yeah,
that's rent it at home. It's a rental.
Watch it in Spizzace.
Which I never thought we would say about a Star Wars movie. Let's be honest.
We know where this was going. We're not surprised. We know where this has been heading.
Of course. And I'm glad because, I mean, there's been a lot of, and I don't like Kathleen Kennedy, not because I know there's whole fucking agenda issues, and I don't care about that. That's nonsense. It's just that she has no plan. And she's a great producer. She's done a lot of good stuff. She has. But she's
not taking away anything from her resume and the work that she's done.
What has she done, though?
When they bought this $4 billion, you spend that kind of money, you better have a plan, pen on paper, and lay out the next 20 years of what you're going to do, not ad hoc and throw spaghetti at the wall.
Kevin Feige is a good example.
Let's change this. The next movie, we're going to go back and change again. Or let's do some filler movies that are, ugh.
There is no plan. This is what this is. This is DC.
DC.
Exactly like DC. I love this Star Wars.
It's one step above DC.
Not even, no, because it's the giving us thing,
they're
giving us better movies, but this is Star Wars. We expect more of it because we hold that in a higher regard, right?
Absolutely.
This is why 40 years later we're all going Google about this stuff, and maybe it's unfair, maybe it's fair, I don't know. But you want more than just okay.
I don't want okay.
I want what we got in the original trilogy, which we haven't gotten. Let's be honest. Force Awakens was good, but it wasn't. Oh my God, Last Jedi I liked. I know that was extremely divisive, and I understand why. But it wasn't. Again, Rogue One good, but And Han Solo was a misfire. It was a misfire. And I got Boba Fett, and oh God, you're right. I don't want to see that.
I don't care about Boba. I like Boba Fett, but do I want to see a Boba Fett movie?
I want to see a Bobby Hunter's movie.
Well, yes. That's fine. But a Boba Fett movie that's between, again, Clone Wars and Return of the Jedi. I don't care.
To debate you. Can I debate you on this?
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Look, they they trapped themselves into this by creating interesting characters and then killing them off. That's really what happened. If you look at the Jedi Council, like friggin' Mace Windu, all these other characters that created Mephisto, you know, well, Luminara. They're all dead already.
Entire effing you have the Star Wars universe, not the Skywalker formula, that Star Wars universe. Make something up. Make something interesting that's worthwhile.
But again, like I said, they created a really interesting universe, and then they don't do anything with it. It's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly the point. It's like they can do so much more and take chances, take risks. Give us a comedy. Lord admit, I thought Han Solo as a comedy would have been interesting.
I agree with you, by the way.
Would have been a lot more interesting than this.
Han Solo would have been better as a funny movie. It would have been better as a funny movie.
Of course. Give us a horror kind of film, a heist, like Bounty Hunters, you know, dark.
The Lando Calrissian guy is hilarious. They couldn't take advantage of his talents.
Oh, of course, because he was a wasted character. He did. Right. I liked him. I liked his portrayal of Lando.
But the whole pansexual thing, come on, give me a break.
That was weird. That was weird. And he didn't do anything. Yeah, he was a useless character. He did nothing in the movie but just play cards.
Right, he was just there.
That's it. He was just there because...
I got nothing against a card player, all right?
I don't, but that's not the point.
I don't, but you know what? This ain't Rounders. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good movie, by the way.
That was a great movie.
I was like, dude...
Teddy KGB, you know, but I mean, it's not, and it just didn't. You're right. They're just throwing stuff like they're spaghetti. They're just tossing the wall. Let's see what sticks. And hey, we got Boba Fett now. And I mean, and I know they got the whole Rian Johnson.
I'm just
thing
trying to justify stuff back in time because young Obi-Wan Kenobi, to me, that's an interesting character. You know, and it is, they but blew I mean, it. They didn't put it out. They
blew it.
Flesh it out enough.
It's too late.
Anything new? It's done and over with.
Great example of that. I would love to see more Mace Windu, but instead they killed him.
That's what I'm saying. They're playing it very safe, and they're pandering to the fans, and it's like, dude, we need to expand. If you want to get new fans, get people excited, you're going to have to expand the universe and do things that are different, right? That's what Marvel's kind of been doing.
But really, they replace, let me put it this way. They replace somebody like Luminara with Rose Tico. Really? Come on.
I'm with you. I guess, and it's just if Kathleen Kennedy is gone, that's great.
But what are they going to do with it? I'd love to see Filoni come back.
We'll bring someone in who has a plan, because even the trilogy doesn't seem to me like it was planned out.
He's got his finger on the pulse of the mythology.
Yeah, I agree. Put him back in there. Give us something new. And I know they announced like the Game of Thrones guys and the Rian Johnson thing. I don't think that's going to work out.
Rian Johnson thing, definitely not.
I don't think it is. I don't. I mean, of all the fans out there, I think the last thing they want to do is, okay, here's another Rian Johnson movie. I don't know.
Well, the fans are already pissed off.
Right, exactly. Do you really want to do that? I don't know. But,
for example, like Jedi Council on Collider, right? All they did is bitch about the fans, saying, oh, the fans are pissed off about that. That's bull crap. You know, they're all a bunch of racists. They're all a bunch of sexist, misogynist. No, people like what they like, right? I mean, come on. Let people like what they like. That's what this is. It's opinions.
There are a certain group of fans that are going too far, and I get that. And
that is too far. But that's. I know.
But I mean, I know it's they're a vocal minority, because you hear the people, the negativity more than the positivity, by a small select group that think, oh my God, God forbid they have women in leads. I don't care.
No, that's not it.
But they're complaining that their agendas, and I get.
Look how popular Ahsoka is. I mean, that's a popular character, dude.
Well
she's not dead. She's still alive.
She is to the diehard Star Wars fan, but the casual fan has no clue who she is, right? They don't.
Most people see Darth Maul.
Yeah, at the end of
that's all fan service.
A lot of people are like, wait, didn't he die? Who is that? I guarantee it's people who said
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Most people said that.
And it comes out of left field, and it's just like, you're right. It's just,
how many people actually watched Clone Wars, the TV show? I mean, come on.
It's got a following, but it's not like a huge
problem. That's what I mean. I mean, I got it, but you know what? I'm a freak, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The casual fans don't know what the hell's going on. They just know the movies, right? And that's fine. But Boba Fett, what did Boba Fett do anyway? He didn't do anything. End of the trilogy.
He made a worm burp.
I mean, yeah, he fell down a hole. Okay, right. Great. I mean,
he didn't even capture Han Solo.
He, that's what I'm saying. He didn't do anything. He just he was UPS. He's like, here, take this to Jabba.
UPS.
But he was. He was FedEx. You know, package Han Solo.
He's not even FedEx.
Get him the next day shipping, and that's all he did.
Right.
And he fought down the hole. That's it. Second day. That's all he was. He was a glorified FedEx worker. That's, you know, awesome. And he's built up his his great character, and he's cool looking. But I mean, who is he? So, man. And this is DC. This is DC alone. I really hope that I'm glad it's a year and a half until we get the next Star Wars movie. I think we could all use a break.
I just hope J.J. Abrams goes back and retools.
I'm really worried about that movie. But
Last Jedi was not that good, man.
I enjoyed it, and I know, and
it
was
okay.
I get the issues. I get the issues. I get it. I see. I know it wasn't greatly written, but I still enjoyed it. But I understand, and I'm not. I didn't love them. My God, that Jedi is the greatest thing I've ever seen. You know, but
if you look at Solo as a companion piece to that, it's really even worse. It makes it worse.
No, I agree. I completely agree, Oh man, and it didn't do well the box office wise. But let's see. I mean, we want to.
It did okay in the box office. Let's not be stupid.
It did. I won't. Not.
It's not
going to
make a million bucks. I'm sorry.
It's not for Star Wars. Because remember, they were talking about it opening at 170.
No.
This is perspective. That movie made less than Justice League in the opening weekend. That says a lot, dude. That says a lot.
But it wasn't as big as Justice League. It didn't open as big as Justice League.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just Star Wars.
I have to see it again, I think.
It's Star Wars. And I'll put it this way. They talk about it was supposed to break the record by Pirates of the Caribbean. Nope. You can't tell me that's bigger than Solo or Star Wars. You can't.
No. Nope.
It's disappointing. Nope. It was a letdown. It was a huge letdown. Yep.
So let me ask you this question.
Sure.
What did you like about the movie?
There's things I liked about it. I liked when...
I love Chewie. I thought Chewie was great.
Chewie was great. When Chewie and Han Solo were together, that worked. That worked.
I actually thought the kid as Han Solo was pretty good.
He was okay. He was fine. He didn't bother me. But, I mean, I keep saying Harrison Ford, and it's hard to let that go. But that's just me. I know that's not the movie. So.
It's never good. He can't get young.
I know. I get it. Like I said, it's not a huge thing. It's just in my head. It's hard to, you know, he's such an iconic character. I like the Kessel Run. That was cool. The train scene was good. I like Woody Harrison. He's always good. I like him a lot.
Woody was fantastic.
Woody's always good. He's so underrated. But there was good stuff about it, and overall, fine.
I didn't even mind what's-his-face. Paul Bettany is as Nesson, whatever his name was.
Yeah, he had two scenes.
Yeah. No, I thought he was okay. I didn't think it was that bad. I really didn't like what's-her-face, whatever her name is.
Clark. She was fine. I mean, again, it was like, okay, she was fine. I mean, again, the whole movie was just, it was okay, you know.
It was okay.
It was just okay.
That's it.
Yeah, it's watch it on Netflix.
No,
when it comes out.
That I agree with.
Yeah, watch it on Netflix, and I think what was that one? I try remember. Like the Kessel Run was cool. It was a little long, but it was still cool.
But it was still interesting.
It was, but I mean, again, there's no stakes here because we know what's going to happen. And other things like Hans, nothing that really kind of killed me for them, which really bothered me is the fact that Han Solo was the same at the beginning and the end.
Yes.
He was the same guy. Nothing. I mean, he. Okay.
It really didn't tell you anything. He's the rough. What is it? The ruffian with a heart of gold.
Nerf herder.
Yeah, but he was. I mean, but he's always been that way. It kind of takes away because when you watch the first Star Wars, you really think he's a scoundrel and he ends up saving the day. Great. Now he's like, well, that's who he is. Like, okay. So now he's expected. He's
right, but it was the same thing again.
It's the same thing. Yeah. It's like okay, he was the exact same. There was no growth, no arc there.
Right.
Like,
scoundrel with a heart of gold.
Yeah. Exactly. So whatever. Nothing new. It was let down.
Now that I'm talking to you, I'm feeling less and less about it.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like I when I first saw it, I was like, Now the more I talk about it, the more I kind of dislike we. But I can't. But again,
let's move on to the next movie then.
I mean, we're gonna
before we end up hating this movie.
Sorry, Chewie.
I'm already bored. It's a little conversation,
wait,
dude.
Chewie, you never pay for movies that you'd hate.
I didn't say I hated it. It was okay.
It was okay. That's it. It was. He said doesn't watch bad.
It's
it
okay. Wasn't
that bad. Let's move on to let's stick. Okay, it's time for what the fudge. Let's continue the bad thing until we get to the good stuff. So we got a couple of doozies here. And of course, it's not what the fudge without DC being involved. And it just oh my God, I don't know what's going on. But we'll start with the first one. Apparently, you know, let's just do 8,000 Joker movies. Go ahead. Let's do it.
What the fudge?
I mean, come on, man. They announced that Joaquin Phoenix with the Scorsese produced one. And now apparently Jared Leto is going to produce his own Joker standalone movie, and which takes place in the Suicide Squad world. I'm like, oh my God, why is there two Joker movies here? What the fudge is going on? These guys are I don't understand. It's unnecessary. We need two Jokers played by two different actors, two different timelines, two different universes. What the hell is? What are they thinking? I don't know what the hell is going on.
Let me ask you a question, Jose. What did you think of Jared Leto as a Joker?
I thought he was okay. He just had nothing to do.
I thought he was okay, too.
Nothing to do.
I thought Joaquin Phoenix would be a great Joker.
I do, too, but I don't mind. If they announced Suicide Squad 2 and Joker was a featured villain, I'd be okay with that. I'd be fine, but I don't want a standalone Joker movie, and then, oh, here's another standalone Joker. It's like I was watching Oprah. It's like, you get a Joker. You get a Joker. You get everybody gets a Joker. You know, it's like,
that's funny.
Come on. I mean, one is fine. I don't need more than one. And I know I thought DC would try to fix the problems, but it's the same thing. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Announced the Birds of Prey, and we got Suicide. I heard today Suicide Squad 2's got new writers, and oh my, it's just like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with there. Nothing has changed. They don't learn their lesson. And the same thing about Boba Fett, do we really need a Joker movie? What's it going to tell us? He's crazy. No. Okay. I got gotcha. Right. And Joker is not you need Batman. You need Batman for Joker. You don't need Joker by himself. I don't want to see that. Which leads me to the second. Fudge. Speaking of Batman, in the world of Gotham, the TV show, in the vein of that show,
okay,
the worst idea in TV history, they announced a standalone Alfred TV show. Why the fudge do we need an Alfred TV show?
But you know what? The guy that plays Alfred on Gotham is awesome.
Who wants to see Alfred?
Who cares?
Exactly. Oh, but it takes place when
you guys don't watch Gotham.
No, I don't.
And I don't want to watch Alfred either. You don't watch Alfred? Does that interest you, Mike?
No, I'm not. But the guy that plays Alfred on Gotham is really good.
Well, hold that thought, because they're going back to when he was younger and he's in the military or whatever he was.
All that retro bullshit.
I mean, come on, man. We get Gotham. We're gonna get Alfred. We get Batgirl, whatever in the CW universe. Dude, where's Batman? Where's the one best character in DC? Why are you giving us everything around Batman?
He's obviously doing something else.
But he's not. Where's Batman? We got 8 Jokers, you know, 55 Harley Quinns.
We get Jose Diaz. We get Batman.
What is this? You're gonna give me Alfred before they give me Batman? Seriously? Alfred the Butler?
Right.
Talk to executives at Fox, dude. What are you going to tell you?
Oh my God, dude. I don't. It's DC TV. DC, they all suck, dude. They all suck. It drives me nuts. I don't understand that. And please, for Christ's sake, come
again. No. In all fairness, DC TV is not bad. The stuff on CW is not bad. I don't watch
Flash, it. Flash, Supergirl.
Yeah, well, it's Legends all good, of Tomorrow. Man. And
Okay. Wait. So you don't watch it? It's not bad.
Arrow.
It's not worth watching.
What I hear. Well, I mean, I have better stuff to watch than DC Legends characters.
But that's whatever. What I'm saying. Dude.
But it's not because it's not good, you know.
No, it's not. If I told you,
he just doesn't have time to watch Flash, it.
You watch it,
right?
Come, you watch a lot of TV. You don't tell me you wouldn't watch if you heard really great things about those.
If it was great, yes, I would turn
okay.
it off.
Okay,
but it's I don't. I'm not into serialized TV, 23 episode seasons.
I agree.
My ship has sailed.
It is too much.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Of course.
But Gotham is good.
I mean, look, I like Smallville back when it was on, but that was, 10 years ago?
Yeah, but there was only one show to watch at that time. 22,
25 episode seasons. Right. I don't have time for 25 episodes.
He's absolutely right, 100%.
Of half of which is filler.
Right.
Well, I agree 100%, but I goes back. But DC needs to do 13 episodes, like everybody else does. I mean, that's still an issue, right? It's an issue with the quality of the show.
That's an issue with CW, because that's who is making.
DC is DC, dude. It's all tainted as far as I'm concerned. You know
anyway, we deviated from the Wolf of the Fudge. So,
No, that all that's what the fudge. Trust me.
It's all what the fudge.
DC is what the fudge. Star Wars wasn't bad enough. I think Star Wars just announced right now they're doing a Boba Fett and Joker standalone movie. Oh, look at that. That's
together.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Joker in the Star Wars universe. God. okay. Let's get
I
the positive
stuff. Get the breaking news sound. Breaking news.
All right. Let's go back. Let's go positive. We'll go into a new segment here. I'm going to say
awesome.
New segment because we're just about halfway through the year. More or less.
Yes, about.
So we're going to take a deep dive and make a left on the corner street here and go into the trailer park.
All right.
Because we got about 5,000 trailers that dropped within the last 2 or 3 weeks, getting us ready for the second half of the year. So let's enter the trailer park. Let's talk about these, man. Let's get excited. Woo. There's a lot of good stuff, some crap. I want to get everyone's take on everything. And I want you to tell me as we talk about it whether you think, just based on the trailer, if you're going to watch it or in the theater, rent it, or skip it.
I like the one that's called Movie Tinder.
What's the difference? I got Movie Tinder coming up. But this is all trailers.
That's yay or nay.
There's so many trailers, like Jesus Christ. So let's start with the first one, which I guarantee you've seen. It's How to Train Your Dragon 2 that came out a couple of days ago. Part 3. Yes. How to Train Your Dragon. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
No.
Oh, Chewy, dude.
I thought it looked really good.
There's a reason I don't want to see it. I pass.
No,
pass.
It looked really good, dude.
Pass.
You just see the first two?
I saw the second one. I caught the first one. I know I saw the second one in the theaters, actually. I took the kids.
Not a fan of
I was bored. I was bored to tears. Really? So, yeah, dude. Wow. I took a nap.
I thought the third one was good.
Yeah, the first one is cool.
The trailer looks good. I love the first good. One. I thought the first one was
great. Good. My God, it's really good.
No, there's also like a Netflix series as well. I mean,
well, calm down. Let's not compare one to the other.
It's all part of the same movie, dude.
No, it's not, dude.
Yes,
stop.
It is. It's made by DreamWorks. Stop. It's on Netflix. Yes, it is.
Stop. Come on, dude. I'm just saying the first How to Train Dragon was great. Dude. It was really great movie, dude. And the second was good too. It wasn't as good as the first, but it was still good. It looked really good, man. Thank you, Mike, for being on board here.
It looks really good.
Honestly. It looked really good, man.
Everything you say? No. But
you haven't seen it, so shut the hell up.
I saw the second one. And I have no interest in seeing the third one. I have no interest in seeing the trailer.
Just watch the trailer and then tell me you don't like it.
When his kid says, can we go? You know his ass is in the theater.
Give me 2 minutes. I'll be back.
You went to Jumanji, dude.
And I liked it.
But you went to
it. And it was very successful in the theaters, by the way.
It was. But is that what you thought going into it?
It's because Dwayne Johnson was
there. Batman v Superman and Justice League.
Well, hold on. I'm saying, but before you went to go see it, were you like, I can't wait to see Jumanji. I'm dying to see that or whatever.
But you wanted to go see it, honestly. I thought it was
good. No. That wasn't the question. I'm saying, did you think it was going to be good when you walked into it?
I didn't think it was going to be bad. So.
So, no, it wasn't going
to
be good.
Because he never goes to bad movies.
Well, exactly.
Wasn't a bad movie.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Funny.
It was funny,
man.
But I thought it was going to be garbage. next one. I might be alone here, but the Halloween trailer dropped this morning. Who's all in on Halloween?
I'm not a horror fan.
Let me just say this.
I'm a little confused of where this falls into the whole. There's so many Halloween movies. I'm like,
this is a Rob Zombie movie, right?
No. This is what they're doing is that this is a true sequel to the second one. They're retconning everything after part two. Even part one, I think.
No, so, it's a sequel to part one?
I believe it's part one. Part one or part two.
Because
anything else, all the other ones, Rod Zombie,
Halloween 20, whatever. It's all
the Busta Rhymes and all this, next, H2O, whatever the hell it is. None of that. It's just like a true sequel to, I want to say the original. It could be the second one. John Carpenter's on board. He's producing.
I don't remember the second one, to be honest with you. But like from the trailer, I gather, but they talk about like they got him
after the first one.
And then he was inside he's been in the asylum for 40 years. So I assumed everything past the first one is out the window.
Right, exactly. I think it is the first one. It's a true sequel to that. It looked cool, man. It looked really.
Good. I'm not into horror. I mean, I'll rent horror from time to time to whatever, but I won't go see it in the theater. But it looked interesting, and I might put it on my list, on my Netflix list, once it comes out.
Yeah, I mean, it looked interesting. Mike, did you like it? I mean, are you a Halloween fan or?
I'm not, but it's okay. My boy Robert, who's a huge horror fan, and I thought maybe I'd have him do, if we do a horror show, I'll bring him in here. He says he thought it looked good.
It did look, it actually looked pretty good. I think Jamie Lee Curtis, she looks kind of, you know, she's in, what's 40 years later, she's trained. Like, she's almost like hunting him, almost expecting him to show up. Really cool. I like that take on it. It looks, it really looked really good. The next one, Matthew Vaughn and Anne Hathaway, Serenity.
I saw it today, and I was like, wow. This looks good.
It looks really good. Came out of nowhere, right? I'm like, okay. I mean,
the trailer for it was, like, so interesting, man. I was like,
it was. Oh. It really was. I'm like, okay. This wasn't even the radar, right? You know, I'm like, okay.
But, you know, those are the best ones sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's, like, an Oscar kind of thing. I don't know. Whatever. But I know it comes out later this year. I forget when it. But that looked really good.
Looks interesting.
Like a drop mystery kind of thing. I was very intrigued. And McConaughey is great. And I like Anne Hathaway. I know she gets a lot of shit, but
All right.
But that one looked really good. That one, I was in the theater. This one here surprised me.
Okay.
Bumblebee.
Oh. Yay!
John Cena.
I missed the John Cena scene, and I don't know what you guys were talking about. I missed it. I haven't gone back to see it again.
It was up for a quick second. You saw, like, the military people, who they were, and he was there for a quick. It was really quick. He didn't talk, nothing like that.
I like John Cena, to be honest. I mean, he was funny in Trainwreck, and Blockers, he was great.
That
movie's funny, dude. Blockers is funny.
Blockers is hilarious, man. Is.
Mike, did you see that? Dude, it's hilarious.
I haven't seen it yet. I should look
It's really good.
It's out there, by the way. Chops.
Yeah, he wasn't great in it, but he was good enough. He's got good comedic timing. He does. And he was good in Trainwreck. And the movie was okay, but he was good. But, I mean, the
Trainwreck was terrible. I thought he was funny.
The trailer looked good, and I think I want to watch it.
I think so, man. For me, all I can think is Iron Giant, which I love.
A little bit, yeah.
And I love the Iron Giant on the rain. I was like, I kind of got the vibe, you know, that kind of just robot and the girl together. And that's it. This is not... It's so not Michael Bay, and we got 8,000 robots. I don't know what the hell's going on. Explosions and blah, blah. Overblown. Simple, small story. Had some heart in there. Yeah, we had some heart, which you never get out of the damn Transformers movie. I was ready to hate this movie. I'm like, this is going to be crap. But I got the guy who did Kubo and Two Strings, which is really, really good. Yeah, so he knows how to tell a good story. So, Mike, did you like this one? Yeah?
I'm skeptical of any movie that John Cena's in, but, you know.
Stop hating on Cena, dude.
I know,
come
dude.
Come on, man. You can
I'm
see him.
I'm a wrestling fan. On. I just don't like John Cena.
I mean, fine, but he's been okay. What's Blockers? Are you,
as a guy that's seen all four Marines, he's know, all right.
But he's really good in Blockers. That's a funny way, Mike. You got to see that movie, because... The next one, too, and this one
I
liked. I didn't love it. I wanted to love it. Lego 2, the second piece.
Oh, that's gonna be great, man.
Part 2.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't love the trailer, man. I didn't like the trailer.
I know,
but I didn't get a hype. Mike, did you like this one?
The trailer didn't look good to me.
It didn't?
No. Maybe it's just, I don't know.
I mean...
You know what, that it's kind of an, you know, the trailer for Batman Lego Batman didn't do me either. I just maybe it's a trailer thing with those movies, but I love the original Lego movie and I love Batman.
I'm gonna go watch it without question, because I trust what they do. I don't think Lord and Miller are involved in this one, or maybe they wrote it. I think they are. I gotta double check that. I'm not sure. I hope they are. If they're not, okay, but we'll see. But, I mean, that's some funny moments. I mean, whatever, but let's see. This one, Wreck-It Ralph 2, an animated one. Okay, wow. Okay, I thought it was okay. No, the princess scene was kind of funny.
Well, okay.
Jeez, haters in here, dude.
I just didn't like the original too much.
It was good. It was okay. It was cute. It was a good idea. I didn't think
they needed a Wreck-It Ralph 2, but okay, what do I know?
Well, we didn't need Han Solo either. Look what we got. I'll take Wreck-It Ralph 2 over the 8 Jokers we're going to get. So. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
This one I didn't like. I'm skipping this one. Well, I'm watching because it's free, but I'm just saying, but if I had to pay for it, I wouldn't watch it. Mortal Engines, the Peter Jackson produced one.
I am not sure about that movie.
I know. I didn't get it. It did nothing for me.
I mean, I don't know anything about the novel or know nothing about the story.
By the way, just to not to derail, but Lego Movie 2, not directing, but they wrote it.
Okay, so that's good. At least they're involved. That's okay. That's good. At least they're involved in some capacity. So
he could do doing his job.
Yeah, good job, George. So, Mike, did you like Mortal Engines?
Huh?
Did you like Mortal Engines?
Oh, you know what? I didn't see that one. I should look for it tonight.
Check it out. I mean, it's
a little confusing.
I didn't like it. I think it's going to bomb. I think it's being released in the same week as Battle Angel and Aquaman. It's going to get crushed a week before or something. I forget. It's going to get destroyed. It did not look good. This one here, of course, everybody's in. But I'll bring it up anyway. They dropped the second Mission Impossible trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Who's with me?
Absolutely, 100% there.
Indeed, it looks. Oh my god, I can't wait.
Let's
do this.
It looks better. It looks better than the last one. The last one was a good movie.
Oh, I love that. Great one. Man.
Yeah, I love the last one. And Henry Cavill looks badass, dude. Looks so good. Yeah, man. Can we get a freaking
with Superman the stash?
With the stash. With
the porn stash.
It looks. And he goes. I can't wait for that movie. Another one. I was like, Mowgli.
Who?
Did you guys see Mowgli? This is the other Jungle Book
movie.
No,
interest. Thank you.
Yeah.
God, I'm watching like, dude, why is there another Mowgli, dude? What? Oh my god! And it looked really bad. It did not look. This is the one I think is directed by Andy Serkis. He delayed it on purpose because it was supposed to come out the same year as the Jungle Book with Jon Favreau, and he's like, yeah, let's not do that. Which I get, but damn, they should have shelved this. It did not look good. Total skip. It was looked boring. The CG was terrible.
Whoops. Nah,
very, very bad. Speaking of bad, Escape Plan 2.
Ass.
I saw that one.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
I didn't see Escape Plan 1 until like a year after it came out.
Oh, you did see it. Okay, never mind.
I did see it.
I ended up seeing it afterward, but it's
terrible.
Oh, it's not good.
Terrible.
Talk about not needing a part two. Now that's not needing a part two too. You can do it like a rock.
But you know what? They made money on that movie.
Well,
I guess
I'm just saying it's true.
I would assume yes because they wanted to. Wanted a sequel. They got a sequel, so I guess it made some kind of money. But it was not good. This one here, I think who's all in with me here? Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Dude, give me some Queen, man.
I don't get too much into the story, but dude, it looks so. This guy, Rami.
He looked just like Freddie Mercury.
Rami Malek.
Like, wow.
It was freaky, man.
Of Mr. Robot Frank.
Mr. Robot. The teeth thing. Holy
dude,
crap.
And this is movements when he's on stage. Like, dude, it's Freddie Mercury, dude. It's freaky. It's pretty scary. I was like, wow, okay. Awesome. Kudos, man. I can't wait for them. I hope it's not a fluff piece, though. Like dig deep into the life of Freddie Mercury and all that. I don't want it just to be him, doing the band, how they made it big. I want more than that. Mm. Going to the dark stuff, obviously this issue of the sexuality, obviously the thing with AIDS. Let's dig into that. I think that'd be interesting. It's something I'm worried about, but the trailer itself looked great, man. And the music, hello.
May dude. Come Queen.
On. I can't wait for this. Hello. I can't wait for this movie. I'm super excited. Predator.
I didn't see it.
I saw it.
You didn't see a trailer for Predator?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
No. You did?
Maybe I did. No, I did see. I'm sorry. I saw it. My bad.
This is a rental. Oh, it was bland, dude. It was dull.
Okay.
Interesting, though.
Netflix.
Really? Oh, my God. It was unexciting, dude. I was like, I wanted more. I don't know what I was expecting, but I was like, yeah, okay. And this Shane Black, who I like.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. Yeah. Die Hard 6. Oh, I'm sorry. Skyscraper.
Pass.
It's The Rock, dude. Come on.
I'm going to be watching it, but it looks like crap.
Yeah. I know. The Rock does more one leg than I always do it too, dude. Come on.
For real, dude.
It's The Rock, dude. I mean, it looks
Rocky,
like...
Rocky,
oh, my God.
Rocky.
It's going to be really bad. Don't get me wrong. But I want to watch it because I got to see how bad this is. I love watching The Rock. Don't get me wrong. Even the movies suck, I still like watching The Rock.
I love The Rock, man. I watch
it. But I mean,
This
man, the movie looked ridiculous. It just looked totally ridiculous. Oh, my God. So bad. This one I love, man. Happy Time Murders.
I did not see it.
Oh, Chewie, put it on.
It looks good. You need to look at it.
You need to look at it. It looks freaking hilarious, dude. Oh, my God. The whole thing with the puppets, I thought this was going to be stupid.
Oh, that one? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. At the end in the office.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was dying. We're watching it at work. It's like, dude, guys, you got to see this shit, dude. I'm all like cracking up, dude, with the bottom down, of course, because, you know.
I'm going to wait until it comes out video, but that scene was pretty funny.
Come on. It made Jenny McCarthy look funny, too. I mean, I go figure. But yeah, it was just like, it kind of reminded me of Sausage Party, but puppets kind of deal. But that movie looks hilarious. I think it would be a surprise. I mean, don't get me wrong. They could have given us all the best scenes, and that's very possible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
what I'm worried about. But whatever. For what we saw, it looked pretty fucking funny, dude. This one here, man. This one got me, man. This one got me. Christopher Robin.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, right? Yes.
Yes.
This one got me, and I was not
expecting. Kind of, it reminded me a little bit of Hook.
It has a Hook kind of vibe. Storyline.
But yeah, yeah. Old. I mean,
older. He meets up with, you know, he's from his past. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's ripoff, but whatever. That notwithstanding. Dude, this one, oh my God. This one, I was like, dude, this looks pretty. I was about to think garbage. I'm like, this is good. Dude, oh my God. I'm dying to see this movie now. I think that was going to be a big hit. Mike, did you see this one?
No.
Did you see? Were you against Pooh, man? Are you poo-pooing on Pooh?
Actually, I saw it. I have no interest in that shit at all.
Really? Mike, heartless, dude.
Yeah, no, it's not for me.
Dude, it was so
cool. It's called In the Tin Man. Good Lord.
For real, dude.
I honestly have nothing. No.
Oh, man. Love the trailer, man. I can't wait to see it. It was so good. I don't know why. It got me. I don't tell you. I mean, whatever. Last one here, we got, you know, from the guys who make Taken to give us a Taken kind of movie, Peppermint.
They didn't see it.
Yeah, well, I think what's her face? Jennifer Garner. They could have put Liam Neeson, it would have been the same shit.
Yeah, no, for real.
Yeah, it's
a certain set of skills.
Yeah. Instead of making a good sequel. let's do Movie Tinder. I have three topics.
Okay, good.
Speaking of Liam Neeson, of course, he has joined the Men in Black cast. Mike left to right on that. Just hearing that, along with Chris Hemsworth. And
I love Liam Neeson, so I'm gonna swing right.
Okay, Chewie?
I don't know where he swings, but I'm swiping right.
You can swing and swipe, whatever, dude. Woo! It's going the right direction. It's the man beast, dude, what am I to? They don't call him Mandingo for nothing.
They don't actually.
Touche. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, Liam Neeson, I love Liam Neeson. Put him in anything. It'll gain some interest for now. Not that I'm looking forward to that movie. Second one here, we got, I mentioned this earlier, Netflix Selling Their Soul to the Devil, bringing none other than Michael Bay into the fold.
To do what?
From the writers of Deadpool and Ryan Reynolds to star in it, and a movie called Six Underground.
Okay.
I guess it's some kind of I forget the premise, assassins or military guys or whatever. It's Michael Bay. Doesn't matter, dude. I'm so left on this. I mean, come on, Netflix, really, dude? Can we do better than Michael Bay? Sorry, Fabian. I know that's you guy.
Yeah, Fabian's salad.
We gotta get Fabian in here.
I think,
man.
Fabian's excited to hear the news. Oh, Michael Bay and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh my God, Fabian's having like he's doing a party, he's barbecuing, throwing fireworks in the air, and cartwheels. Woo! You know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna shit. I don't know, dude.
Come on, dude. Come on.
When
really?
Left.
Thank you. I mean, I'd rather see Bright 2.
Well, I want to see Bright 2.
What?
I'll watch it. But I'm not like exactly like I can't wait for Bright. I mean, I'd rather see the Ace Joker movie on Netflix than that. Last minute, this news kind of dropped today, and it was kind of interesting. Matthew Vaughn, of course, director.
Read that. Where you go?
Yeah, he announced plans, and nothing's official, of course, but he wants to reboot Kick-Ass, continue Kingsman, do a Statesman, a TV show based on Kick-Ass as well. Whatever. I mean, do we need a Kick-Ass rebooted? I mean, really?
No.
I mean, I love Kick-Ass.
The first one was so great, man.
I love Kick-Ass.
It was so fun. So off the wall.
It was.
Hit Girl, Nick Cage. Nick Cage.
It made Nick Cage look good. That's not easy to do. That's
no, it's not.
Nick Cage is great at overacting.
He is, man. He was good. Enough. I mean,
that was a good movie.
I mean, do we need a reboot, really, Matthew Vaughn? I mean, but what? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, what am I missing here?
I don't know.
I mean, give us a sequel, sure, okay.
I mean, fine. Yeah, redo the sequel, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that, but not reboot it. Continue the story, bring Hick, whatever. I'm totally that universe.
There's nothing wrong with the first one. The first one was great, man.
It was great. The second was terrible.
Yeah,
it is what it is. But
make a third.
Maybe not. No. But say make it. Do that instead of the other. It's just a way left. I don't want to see that. As far as Kingsman 3, I'm fine with that. I like the second one. I know people didn't love it, but I liked it. I love the first Kingsman. And as far as this Statesman movie, I don't know about that. I mean, just leave it at Kingsman. I think he's kind of a stressing us out a little thin here. You know, am I wrong? Is this, can we do something else besides this? What he's going back to the well? I don't know. So yeah, I still left on that. But that was kind of interesting that I saw that come out today. Let's jump into the world TV or Netflix anyway. And the world's happiest fan. The world's happiest fan. We got Chewy because today.
Yes.
The one person in the world, Chewy, was the only one who's excited to learn that Sense 8 final season.
Oh, it dropped. Yeah, the finale.
The only person who was interested in that. Starring Jared Leto as the Joker.
Being close.
You know, we got Nicolas Cage. Then I watch it. But really, Chewy, you're watching it, aren't you?
Yeah, I started watching it today.
I started watching it. Oh, my God.
I was like the final wrap it up all episode.
You're not going to watch DC, but you watch Sense8.
It's free. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is free because I'm not paying for it.
DC's free too, dude. The CW.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, God. Before we get to the only thing I'm not sure what else came out on that, but I know there's a movie called Cargo, which I saw. Kind of different take on the whole movie, the zombie genre. Interesting movie. It was not bad. I guess that's one I recommend you kind of watch. It's good as a Netflix movie. It's fine, whatever that's worth. Is there anything Netflix that I'm missing? I don't think this come out recently. I know that this is a big month. Chewy, what's coming up in June?
Okay, well, you want to start with what's coming out, or are we doing TV talk?
Let's say what's coming out. Let's set the stage, because, again, let's talk about all these trailers coming out. Let's talk about TV coming out. You know,
first and foremost, I think we already mentioned it briefly. June is World Cup month, man.
Yes.
Well, obviously.
No bigger drama. There's no bigger thrill. The agony of defeat, the thrill of victory is the World Cup, dude. June 14th, it's on.
It's hard to argue that.
And nobody knows the agony of defeat. Like Colombia.
Wait a minute, where's Chile? Can someone tell me where Chile is? Anyone?
Hey, man. In my taco.
Bueller?
Come on, man.
Chile's baby back.
Baby back.
Anyway, thank you to Peter Gallo. But now getting to non-sports TV. Humans on AMC started last week. I like the show. AMC
is that a good show, bro?
It is, actually. And it's not, you know, if you're worried about it's too close to Westworld and some of these other ones, it's not. It takes a complete take on AI.
Is this third or second season?
This is the third season. So it's a year past the ending of season two.
Well, I didn't see season one. I saw, Mike, it was okay. I didn't love it. I didn't see season two. Like, it wasn't enough to get me to season two. I'm not saying it's a bad show. It's just one of those, like, it's a CW with Chewy. It's just too much other stuff to watch that warmed my time.
I disagree because Chewy got me into Krypton, and I really loved that show. I thought it was a really good show.
We'll talk about Krypton because it's over in our next segment, but let's, yeah.
All right, okay, what else are we looking forward to? What should we look out for?
Cloak and Dagger is something that I'm curious about.
Marvel's
Freeform started last night with the two-episode premiere. Thursday nights. I haven't seen it yet, but I hear some good things. I read some good reviews. It's in the MCU, you know, it's Marvel, so it's all in the MCU universe. And I mean, I like most, if not all, of the Marvel TV shows.
Calm down.
I didn't say all. I actually like Agents and Shield. Sorry.
Oh my God. You're kidding me.
Sorry.
Peggy Carter is good.
Peggy Carter was good for one season. That was about it.
No, the second season was okay.
Oh, and Inhumans. Oh, good lord.
Oh my
I didn't say all. I said most because you know we don't like Iron Fist too much, and that's coming out.
That was terrible. But
that was brutal.
Anyway, so that I'm curious.
Well, we like Jessica Jones.
Wait, hold on. What channel is
Freeform.
Freeform. You're right.
Freeform. That's CW. Yeah.
Okay.
Goliath drops next Friday on Amazon Prime.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yes.
Season 2. Absolutely. Okay. So that's great. Great Amazon TV. That's must watch.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that show. I think me and Mike were.
Yes.
What's this guy's name?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. He's great.
Oh, okay. Season 1 was great, man.
It's really good. Really good show. Really you guys good. Haven't seen it.
Actually, yeah, did you end up seeing the last season of Bosch?
Yeah, I saw Bosch.
Did you like
good
it?
Good show. Really good.
I thought it was the best season of all.
Yeah, season 4.
Yeah. That's fair. I'm okay with that statement. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's another show people don't watch and they should.
It's a great show.
It really is. Like those Amazon shows, true, that we'll get back to in a second, but like, you know, Sneaky Pete, Goliath,
Man in the High Castle.
I mean, they got some really good TV that I know we don't talk about as much. We don't give them enough love. We should. But those shows, the shows that they do make, they
do have a lot of garbage, but there's some key shows that they make and they're getting better that are outstanding.
Their originals are pretty friggin' good.
And I hear that I haven't seen it, but the Handmaid's Tale, I heard that's really good.
That's a Hulu.
Yeah, it's Hulu. I thought that was Amazon. I'm sorry. No, okay. Okay.
It's supposed to be really good, actually.
Yeah, I actually do want to see that. So Goliath, great. Okay, good. I know that.
Okay. 12 Monkeys again starts next week in a four week event to wrap up the fourth and final season. So they're releasing 4 episodes next weekend, then 4 episodes the next 4 or 3 episodes the next 3 weekends to wrap up the series. I love that show. It's one of my favorite shows, sci-fi shows, time travel shows. It's really, really good, man.
Everything. It's everything.
Smartly. Yeah. It's a really good show. But so you can binge that and watch that and whatnot. Luke Cage at the end of the month on Netflix.
I hope
they don't dork up the last 3 episodes like they did with the other one.
The last 4 or 5 episodes. But
you're right.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope we get a nice consistent villain throughout.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it looks good.
A couple more things. Preacher returns this month.
Really?
22nd on AMC.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that. Second season was way above the first season. It wasn't even close. I liked the first season, but the second one gave us that quirkiness which I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they took it to really strange places, which is what that show needed to do.
It was so good, man.
Yeah, it was really good. That one I'm looking forward to. Now, I didn't know it was coming this month. Nice. Okay,
yep, perfect. It is. And the last thing coming out this month, Glow, June 29th.
Yes. Netflix. Glow, a surprise. Season 2. So I was surprised by that first
surprise,
season.
Amazing show.
Yeah, that's what I think people
Maron,
need to know.
Mark Maron, Allison Brie. Yep.
Mark Maron was fantastic. He was so good. In that show, he's awesome. They all were, but he was so good. I mean, that's a really surprisingly funny, smart show, man. I'm really looking forward to that one a lot.
It's a lot of fun.
I just want to say, my wife even liked
that show. So it's
30 minute episodes. It's funny.
It's 20 some minutes. It's not long. Yes. It's not really about the. If you're not a wrestling fan, it doesn't matter. It's not about
that.
It's
nothing to do with wrestling.
Exactly.
It's
an incidental in there.
It's
beyond incidental, man. It's Glow.
But it's really about the girls and the relationship. It's not about the wrestling at the end of the day. It's a good show.
It's really
entertaining. And for 20 minutes, it's an easy binge.
Yeah.
That's a really good show to watch. Couldn't agree more with that one. So I'm glad. I forgot that was coming out this month, too.
That's good. So that's all the new stuff coming out for June or has already come out already beginning of June.
And dude, I ask you this: where the hell is Saw, dude?
Saw just dropped the teaser. Release date is coming out, I believe, is August 22nd or 27th.
Finally, God,
Saw, baby! I know they keep pushing out every year.
That's a teaser date, or that's the actual date?
I mean, a teaser trailer drop.
The teaser trailer, they basically put the date.
So really, we're not gonna see it till September.
Essentially, which is fine.
I guess it's been a long because that show.
You want to spread out the stuff, you know. You want to mix it in with too many other things. You want to dedicate your week.
I know. But the thing is, it dropped last March or April, so it's been over a year. Obviously, it's been more than a year. So it's a long time. Yes. But I hope it's worth the wait. I'm so looking forward to that show.
Yeah, Bob and Kirk, this is worth the wait, dude. Come on.
I know. He's awesome. He's awesome.
Jonathan Banks.
Of course. Both were Incredibles too, by the way. I think.
Yeah.
Incredibles 2 is awesome. Either way. Okay, so that's what's coming out. So let's dive into the show. Mike, are you caught up with Westworld?
No. I'm down too.
Well, how far are you in? How far are you in? I'm kind of curious.
Episode 3.
Wow.
Wow.
You're way behind. Okay.
The move, dude.
Spoiler alert.
I know. Well, no, what do you think about the show? Because that's like the big show right now, I would say, right? Am I wrong in that?
I'm not
impressed with it, by the way, the first three episodes.
Okay.
It's not bad, but it's not
great. What's better than Westworld right now? That's currently airing.
Expanse is better than Westworld. Sorry to break it to you guys. It is.
Is that currently on?
Yes, it's still on Sci-Fi. It moves to Sci-Fi dropped it because they weren't making the show and they don't have international rights.
Isn't that season over with?
No. It's still season 8, episode 8 of 13. Still on.
Fair enough. Is there anything else besides Expanse that's better than Westworld? Currently on the air.
Well, Killing Eve just wrapped up, so there was an overlap.
Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
That's on my list. That's the one I'm going to jump on this weekend. So
I'm three or four episodes.
Let's talk about Westworld.
You're right. Sorry. So Westworld. I mean, overall, Chewie, what do you think about the season? I like the first season. It's great. It really is.
No, it's great. The season 2 is good. Maybe not as great because we kind of know, obviously once you open up Pandora's box, you kind of know where it's kind of going a little bit.
Yeah.
There hasn't been that aha moment, right? And we're seven, eight episodes in, but they've shown enough. And there's been a little bit of filler, which I could care less. The whole Maw storyline. I don't think we needed that. I don't think we needed the Shogun world, at least not in the way they presented it, to be honest with you.
Agreed.
My biggest issue, and it was this turbulence. Obviously, this is not a character-driven show.
No.
It's not a traditional narrative. And so, it kind of relies, I don't want to call it a gimmick, but of the flash forward, flashback, mixing in different timelines simultaneously to bring it to a crescendo of some kind. And so that turns off quite a few people that I know because it's not your traditional linear storytelling.
It's not. And it's just, it's a good show. It's still a good show. It's just so uneven. And the problem with the show is this, right? You're right. The mystery is gone. We know what the premise was the hook of the show, right? That was the character, essentially. Yeah. There's still some mystery there, some cool stuff that we can't anticipate and whatever. It's fine. But the problem is when you have a show that has no one you can root for, right? There's no characters or following here because everybody sucks in this show as far as the characters and who they are. They're all bad. They're all shitty. It's like, okay, if they're not going to intrigue me with the mystery, what's there? Right?
It'll be a damn great mystery.
That's what I'm saying. And it's not giving us a grim. It's giving us okay. But I'm saying Dolores, I could care. I mean, she's not one I'm rooting for. She's actually rooting against her.
Well, I'm not rooting for Teddy. I'm not rooting for the man in black.
The man in black.
I'm not rooting for Mob.
That's what I'm saying. You're rooting for nobody. There's no character to say, I'm watching it for this show. Like Counterpart, we're watching for this,
Howard Silk.
Howard Silk, or any other show. Jon Snow or Saul. Yeah. You have the one or two characters you just, you want to know what happens to them, right? You give a shit. Yeah. They could all die. We're like, whatever.
But there's nothing wrong with that because if the whole premise is trying to figure out what's going on, and they've done they've added enough of that this season because it's not completely all about AI. Honestly, it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah. And now it's interesting. It's just not as interesting as it was last season. That's what I'm saying. It's taking a little step back, and I hope this show does not go on more than 3 seasons.
They've made a commitment to make it a 4 or 5. They have already mapped out a 4 to 5 season. Yeah, season arc. I hope they use this as a means to kind of, do a course correction for season 3, and either go more into a traditional storytelling because you can't keep the mystery on unless there's more mystery to be told.
What I'm saying. How many people are behind the curtain here? I mean, it's just like.
And the QC guys, dude, that's the worst security they could have.
Oh my God.
Terrible.
It's a Keystone Cops.
It's worse than Keystone Cops, dude.
This security, I mean, Mike, they're literally like falling over banana peels and they can't stop anybody. And like, I hear Benny Hill. I hear they're horrendous. And I'll give an example. And Mike, this is not spoiler, but I'll give an example of what this is as bad as how Solo got his name.
Right.
So, you know, obviously the robots are attacking with the AI, whatever, the machines. And so this one security guard is gung-ho, let's kill them all. He's shooting all, that's his objective, that's his orders, kill them all. Just that, shoot first, ask questions later. So, all that being said, this one that they haven't killed yet, this is female robot, good-looking female robot. She's by herself in his control room. And so he goes down there, sees her. She's unarmed. So, this guy who hates robots and he's out that hell-bent to get them all, that's his only mission, his only task. He sees the robot. Instead of shooting her, starts talking to her. And then falls for her seductions. And all of a sudden wants to bang her. And then she kills him. Come on, dude. Really?
Stupid.
Yeah, I mean the really? QC is terrible. But also the...
I mean, come on, dude.
Action sequences with any fight, it's not... I mean, I'm used to Game of Thrones, you know, type action.
Oh, relax. It's not... It's
cognitive errors here.
I know.
I mean, these guys... Or just
it's bad. Yeah. I mean, the world in the
Shogun world. Thank God, it's more to the show than just them. But Jesus Christ,
no. The Shogun world, the action there was cool. There's a storyline. The storyline is it's just bland. And Mike, you'll get to it later. But I will say, Mike, I think the next episode 4 is probably the best one out of this season. They made the series.
Oh yeah, man, that was the sequel of the Sphinx. Yes.
Yes, that one, Mike. That one will hook you, and then it's gonna let you down next episode. But that one's gonna hook you in the show before it drops you, but then it picks up again. It's just very uneven. It's almost like Walking Dead to me, to a certain degree. I don't know. I get that sense. Again, I'm not saying it's there. But I'm saying it's potentially down the road.
It's still a good show.
It's a good show. Production. I'm watching it. I hope it ends well. And yes, but I'm just saying. A little step back. That's all I'm saying. It's a bump in the road. Hopefully, I hope it picks up next season. Or then Omega 3 episodes left. It could blow me away. And I'm back on board.
Okay, right. True that. True
Fair
that.
Enough.
I'm gonna still finish your season.
No, Mike, it's not bad. Watch it. I'm just saying.
No, finish. Watch. It's good. But
it's just, you know, it took a step back.
Some things that are just annoying.
It wasn't as good as season 1.
Not at all.
No, it's not.
Still worth watching. It took a step back, but whatever. It happens. Some last shows do that. I mean, that's why it's not an all-time great show. Usually get better year by year out. This ain't one of them. Is there any other shows that we should be talking about? I mean, I haven't seen much. I don't know, Chewy, Mike, you guys.
I like I said, we mentioned Killing Eve, which, man, it was such a great.
It's a good show.
Series.
I'm gonna jump on that. How many? What is that? AMC? Am I wrong?
No, it's BBC America.
I can catch it on.
But,
Explaining the Cable.
It's out there in Spizzies.
On demand.
Yeah, you get it on demand. It's still on demand. Yeah, I mean, the villain is unique. she's crazy. And the person hunting her down is not your traditional, you know, she's not Bond, she's not Bourne, she's not Hunt. So it's just normal person, you know, and kind of trying to figure things out and try to, you know, capture. It's pretty good, man.
What do you call that? She's like very, I don't know.
She's normal.
To say. Normal. She's very, I don't know. She's not your normal detective.
No, she's not. She's an analyst.
How many episodes?
Right. 8 episodes. That's it.
Very naive. Naive is a good word.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to watch. I want to catch and all that. Anything else?
It's a good show. It's really good.
Krypton, as Mike said, he enjoyed it. It ended on a very high note. It kind of surprised me how it ended and where it left off. And I was like, oh, okay, good. They're taking it this way. So it was pretty good.
Right.
So
it was very surprising to me that it was good as it was.
Yeah, because they introduced Zod. Contemporary General Zod, and I was like, oh god, I thought the villain was a Brainiac, and at the end it really wasn't. And they bring a little bit of time
elements. Let's back up for a second. How far back is this? Like,
this is his
Superman's grandfather.
Yeah.
Damn, Zod's that old? Okay, fair enough.
Well, like I said, there's time travel elements to the show. So.
Oh, okay. Enough said. Gotcha. Okay. Does he say Neo before Zod?
No. Yes, he does.
I'm watching it now. I'm gonna watch it.
Spoiler alert. It's really a good show, Jose. It really is.
That's one of the all-time great lines.
And it's been renewed for a
sci-fi
season 2.
Show too. I'm sorry. sci-fi, you know.
I'll see if I can catch that after. I want Killing Eve's my priority. Killing Eve, and then I watch.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. But if you can fit in Krypton, then I would. Legion wraps up this week. I like it. I mean, it's not for everybody. Legion on FX.
Okay, now I have
up already.
Episode 10, episode 11 is the last one. Renewed for season 3. It had one of the best episodes of the series so far. This in see episode 6, where they kind of go into the multiverse a little bit and the relationship with the sister. It was like so good, man. It made worth watching the series so far. So it's good stuff. And it ends this week, this Tuesday's last episode of the season.
Mike, anything you seen on the other end, documentaries or anything?
No, nothing really.
I did see that the Toys That Made Us, the season 2.
Oh yes, I saw that too.
Wait, it's out?
Yeah, yeah. They're really cool stuff. I didn't see the first one. So I saw the first one.
Lego and Star Trek, which I didn't care about Star Trek toys. But,
yeah, Star Trek. I didn't see. I saw the Lego, which is fascinating. Really cool.
Oh.
Was it Transformers? Was that the first?
Yes, thing? Transformers. Oh, awesome. Great Transformers. Toys.
So cool. I mean, talk about going back. I mean, I was like, oh my God, I remember all this stuff. It was so cool. Because they talk about the GoBots. Now, that's a cool show for anybody.
I like how they talk about when they killed Prime. They're like, what are you doing?
Oh, I know. That was awesome.
I remember that.
That was awesome. Idiots. But yeah, anybody who's like our age, it's an easy watch. It's like 4 episodes, 2 seasons. But they go back and talk about the toys and the origins, how they come about, and the popularity, and the ups and downs that these toy lines had. He-Man and Star Wars, of course, you know, Hello Kitty and whatever, all these other shows, toys. Really, it was really cool. It was actually fun. That's one of the things that I kind of caught. And there's another one coming out called another murder mystery one.
Staircase.
Yes.
It came out today.
Oh, came out today? Okay. Killing Eve's going to have to wait. I got to watch it.
No, dude. Go watch Killing Eve, dude.
All right.
It's awesome.
Brother, please. I know. Okay. But Staircase, look, I got a couple of reviews I heard or read or whatever, really positive on that one. Good. It looked like a really cool documentary, so I kind of want to catch that. I definitely want to see that one.
Let me go back a moment, guys. I don't think we finished. I wanted to finish talking about The Expanse, so that's still ongoing sci-fi. But sci-fi canceled it, idiots, because they didn't have international rights or replay rights. But Amazon Prime has now picked it up. They got season 4, and I committed to it. Jeff Bezos is a big fan, and it's the best sci-fi on TV, hands down.
I know what it is. I just have not gotten on board with it.
I just haven't watched it. I just need to get into it. That's all.
Just watch it. It's hard to describe because it's a combination of different things. Well, but it's not Star Trek. Phasers or photon torpedoes. It's grounded and it's real. And it's really good.
If Amazon puts them all the seasons and all that, I'd probably be more apt to watch it.
They will. They're going to own it going forward. I mean, you can catch all 3 seasons on Amazon Prime right now because they have the replay rights to it.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And so sci-fi, that's why sci-fi canceled because they didn't have international rights to it. They didn't have replay rights to it, so it was a weird arrangement. And so that's why they said, okay, well, you know, we're out. And so Amazon picked it up, and they'll have all the seasons going forward.
Okay, I mean, I know for sure. I know for sure I'm going to end up watching it at some point. That's guaranteed. But it's hard because there's so much stuff, and it's like, oh my God, you know,
Like I said, when you get around to it, then you can.
I mean, it's a nice problem to have when there's so much shit to watch, right?
It's golden era of TV.
It really is.
It really is.
I mean, I don't have the time personally, but I mean, I know it's a lot. I got to pick and choose. You got to make cuts. You know what I'm saying?
I actually loved that show.
Right. You've been talking about that for years or whatever.
The characters. I mean, it looks outstanding, but it's more just the look. There's character development, the story, and it's just the characters you care about.
Gotcha. I guess I'll definitely watch it. But either way, running a little short on time here. Sure, no problem. Let's wrap this up. I mean, real quick, anything you want to add or... Mike or anything?
No, I'm good. Actually, it was a great show.
Yeah, man, glad we're back here and we'll get back to a regular schedule now that the Girls Life Studios is almost in order.
It's full swing.
He's finishing up the egg crates. The cheap hands soundproofing insulation.
Right. He's got, you know, he's taking a plumber out for dinner. You know,
that's right.
Getting a discount on the plumbing. I like it.
We got crack.
Should be back on a weekly schedule again now that everything's kind of settled in, you know, so that's good. But yeah, so either way, I mean, any parting words, gentlemen?
Vamos, Colombia.
It's true. Colombia World Cup. Next Thursday, the 15th, am I wrong? 14th?
No, first game, well, yeah, starts Thursday, but
Colombia Thursday, the 14th,
the 19th against Japón.
One of those where I get to work from home today. Mike.
Anybody but Argentina and Mexico.
Fair enough. Even Spain, for that matter.
I'll root for Spain over those two.
Or Brazil. Exactly. Which, inevitably, I'm sure they'll go for.
They're the hottest fans. Colombia's close.
Yes, I'm saying it's debatable. Mike, any last words here?
No, I want to give a shout out to my boy Dennis Baratheon, also Robert, Barbara Floyd for our intro and outro. Killing it.
Awesome. All right, fellas. Was good to be back again a couple of weeks. Good run. We appreciate everyone out there listening to the show. Obviously, catch us on Facebook. And we'll see you guys next week.
Woo. Peace.
Started up again. Computer class, you tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. This is all.